So why is it, as time goes on, that Christianity, that Christians are becoming more and more despised, more and more marginalized, more and more offensive to the contemporary mindset? Why is that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Back when I was a lad, most people went to church. Now, I know that certainly isn't true in all countries, but it was in mine. Most people believed that the Ten Commandments were a good basis not only for the laws of our land, but for our life in general. But more and more, as society advances, as personal freedoms become more of the focus for people, the Christian view is marginalized, even shut down. In many countries, including my own, it's becoming more and more difficult to speak openly of the things of God. Those things are seen as being offensive. No more so than this one thing which offends people beyond comprehension. Acts chapter 4 verse 12. Jesus is the only one who can save people. His name is the only power in the world that has been given to save anyone. We must be saved through Him. Do you believe that? I certainly do, with all my heart. I know that Jesus is the only way to the Father, because through His blood sacrifice on that cross, my sins and yours, if you believe in Him, have been paid for. Now that claim of exclusivity is deeply offensive to the contemporary mindset, which is much more focused on feelings and individual liberty than on objective truth. But the truth is that Jesus is the only way. Don't allow society's objections and persecutions, vitriolic and hurtful though they may be, water that truth down in your heart, because Jesus is the only way. That's God's word, Fresh, for you today. Perhaps you're suffering marginalization, persecution. Perhaps your faith in Jesus is causing you loss and pain. If so, then pray, because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever needs you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.